Okay, we're continuing now in the second parak of Maseches Pesachim, and today we are learning Mishnayos, Dalet and Hey. So there is a halacha that a Kohen has a mitzvah to eat truma, but someone who's not a Kohen, a Zar, has an iser to eat truma. Not only that, if someone ate truma that belonged to a Kohen, he not only violated the iser of eating truma, he also stole from the Kohen. So the way that you have to pay depends on whether you knew what you were doing. If you knew exactly what you're doing, meaning you knew the food was truma, and therefore you're not allowed to eat it, so then you pay the Kohen what you stole, just like a regular thief would pay what he stole. But if you made a mistake, then you have to replace the truma. You have to give an equal amount of the same kind of produce, plus a fifth as truma, and give that to the Kohen. Plus a fifth means an additional 25%, right? Because chomesh always means chomesh milavar. So we're not going to do the math right now, but when we say a fifth, it doesn't mean 20%, it means 25%. So Mishnah talks about what if a non-Kohen on Pesach eats chametz that is truma. So achal truma is chametz b'Pesach b'shogeg. If a person ate truma of chametz on Pesach b'shogeg, meaning he didn't know that it was truma. It doesn't matter whether he knew if it was chametz or not, but the point is that he didn't know that it was truma. So normally you'd pay keren v'chomesh. So does the fact that it's chametz on Pesach change that? Meshalim keren v'chomesh. He has to pay back the keren v'chomesh, the value, plus another 25%. So you might have said, well, wait a second, the chametz isn't worth anything because it's asr bahana'a. Still, you pay back the kohen because someone who eats truma b'shogeg is not obligated to pay the value. You're obligated to replace the product. So you have to pay based on kamus, not based on its value, not based on erech. B'mezid, but if you knew exactly what you were doing, meaning you knew that you were eating truma, so then you're stamagan. So patim mitashlumin, then you don't have to pay back because what you stole had no value. So you don't. Since when you eat truma b'mezid, you have to pay back the value of what you stole, and then what you stole has no value, so you don't have to pay back. Umid me'etim, and you don't even have to pay the value of the truma as firewood. Meaning, if the truma was tame, the halacha is normally that we would truma tame. Even a kohen is not allowed to eat. The halacha is it has to be burnt. So kohen is allowed to eat, so it could be used as firewood. So if the truma was tameh, and normally you'd be allowed to use it as firewood, you don't eat, but you ate it on Pesach, then you don't even need to pay back its firewood value, because the Kohen was not even allowed to use it as firewood on Pesach, because chametz is asur b'hana'ah entirely. So whereas truma tameh could be used as firewood, chametz cannot be used as firewood, and therefore, if you did this b'mezid, you're not going to have to pay back. Now, Mishnah Hey. So the Mishnah discusses the mitzvah of eating matzah on Lel Seder. So the Mishnah tells us, there are only five grains that a person can use to bake his matzahs to be yotze in the mitzvah of matzah on Pesach. Right? This is the question for people who are gluten-free, celiac, whatever. Right? Do any of these grains work for them in terms of health reasons, and how do we identify these grains is a major issue, because any matzah that's not made from one of these grains is simply not kosher for matzah. It doesn't have the halachic status of matzah. It's not chametz, meaning in fact only these grains can make something chametz also, if you let it rise, because only that which can make matzah can make chametz, but you have to make sure that what you have is actually matzah. The following grains are what a person could be yotze ischiv with on Pesach. Bechitim, so that one we're pretty sure we know what it means. It means wheat. Basaorim, we're pretty sure we know what that one means. It's barley. Bakusmin is spelt. Bashifon is generally assumed to be rye. Bishvol Shuel is the most controversial of all of them, but it's the one that's traditionally been translated as oats. So only those things can be used as grains with which to make matzah. Not only that, you can't have matzah from something that's usher for some other reason. V'yotzin b'demai, you can fulfill the mitzvah of matzah with demai because people are allowed to eat demai. Not all people. Poor people are allowed to eat demai. Demai is produce that you're not sure whether Namaretz has taken the proper maestros from. But since midaraisa rova me aretz ma'asrin hein, it's only a chumra midrabanan that you need to take maestros again. So we're makil for poor people that they're allowed to eat demai, and therefore it's kosher for matzah. You're yotze with matzah. Matzah made with demai. Ube maaser rishon shenitzel trumaso. If if you have Meiser Rishon, that Shumas Meiser was taken from, so that's totally kosher. Or Meiser Sheni veHekdesh Shenivtov. Or if you have Meiser Sheni or Hekdesh that you were poda for money, also totally kosher. V'akohanim b'chala b'truma. And if you're a Kohen, you're allowed to eat chala and truma. And therefore, if you make your matzah out of chala and truma, also perfectly kosher. Avalo b'tevel, but you cannot fulfill your mitzvah of matzah with tevel because nobody's allowed to eat tevel. Vlo b'maisa rishon shelo nitla truma. So you cannot fulfill your mitzvah of matzah if you made the matzah out of maisa rishon, the trumas maisa was not taken from because nobody's allowed to eat that. That has a din of tevel. Vlo b'maisa sheni v'hekdish shelo niftu. Nor can you use maisa sheni or hekdish that you didn't redeem because maisa sheni is not allowed to be eaten anywhere outside of Yerushalayim and hekdish is also to be eaten anywhere. So the Mishnah then has two other types. Chalos Toda, let's say you have loaves of the Karban Toda that are matzah, that are not chametz, or Rukike Nazir, or the Rukikin, the wafers that are used for the Karban of a Nazir, Sa'asal Na'asmo, if you made them for yourself to bring with your Karban, and then you decided to instead use it for the mitzvah of matzah on the Seder night, Ein Yotzin Behen, then you cannot be Yotzei the mitzvah, because you never did Shmira on them for the Shem Mitzvah's matzah. You were regarding that, of course, you were regarding that they shouldn't become chametz, but that was only the shame of the korban. It wasn't the shame; it was matzah. But I saw in limkor bashuk. But if you were making them to sell, and you were gonna whatever, you don't care what the customer uses it for. If he decides to use it for his korban, or he decides to use it for matzah, so when you do the shmirah on it, you're doing the shmirah, the shame, whatever he wants to use it for, and you know it might be used for matzah. So then yotzin behen, then you can be yotzei, because we assume that there was a Shema L'Shema on such matzah. So today we learned Mishnah's Dalet and Hey. Mishnah Dalet told us that if a person eats truma that is chametz on Pesach, b'shogeg, he pays back keren v'chomesh, because when you eat truma b'shogeg, you're not paying back the value of what you ate, you're paying back the quantity of what you ate. But if you ate it b'mezid, where you're supposed to pay back the value, then you're putter entirely, because chametz has no value, not even value as firewood, because it's totally aser b'hana'ah. And then Mishnah Hey, we said that you can only be yotzei the mitzvah of matzah with one of the five grains, and when it comes to things of different halach status, you can only be yotzei with things that are allowed to be eaten, like demai and like ma'aser rishon that truma was ready. Truma's ma'aser was ready taken from ma'aser sheni v'hekdesh had already been redeemed. A kohen could be yotzei with chala or truma, but nobody could be yotzei with tevel, nor with ma'aser rishon that truma's ma'aser was not taken from, nor with ma'aser sheni or hekdesh that were not redeemed. And when it comes to chalos toda and rakike nazir, so then it depends. If you made it for your own karban and you only did a shmira l'shem karban, you cannot be yotzei with it. But if you made it to sell to other people, where you did the shmira for whatever the person who's going to buy it needs it for, then you can be yotzei with it. Tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Beis, Mishnah Vav.